We want to give creators their power back. The timeline was a tool that was supposed to serve creators, and somewhere along the way they started serving it. Vibe Chopper exists to put the power back where it always belonged, in the part of you that knows what the cut should feel like. The cost of editing. We need to start with the bill. The cost of editing. Not the subscription bill. The other one, the one that doesn't show up in your inbox. The one paid in 1 a.m. hours, missed dinners, fights with your partner, the third draft you knew was the right one but couldn't face exporting. The bill creators pay every week to keep doing the thing they love. The cost of editing. You know the math. A 20-minute raw recording, one talking head take, a couple of cutaways, nothing fancy, takes 3 to 4 hours to cut. That number isn't us being dramatic. Multiply that by 3 reels a week. Multiply that by a year. That's a part-time job nobody is paying you for. And it's a part-time job that lives inside the timeline. The cost of editing. Then look at what it costs to even sit down at the timeline. $49 a month depending on which tier you're stuck with. Student, annual prepaid, annual paid monthly, or the month-to-month plan. Costbench keeps the receipts. $49 a month for the right to spend your nights editing. The median Premiere subscriber pays roughly $297 a year for the privilege. The cost of editing. CapCut was the cheap escape. It isn't anymore. $99, a $100 hike, and 1080p and 60fps exports got locked behind the new paywall. The cost of editing. Then there's the bill that's hardest to read because it isn't a number, it's a feeling. 62% of full-time creators reported burnout symptoms in 2026. Exhaustion, cynicism, reduced efficacy. The creator economy put it on the page in black and white. 71% said their workload had increased significantly over the past 2 years. 81% worked more than 50 hours per week, including weekends. 47% had considered leaving content creation in the past 6 months. The cost of editing. Read those numbers slow. Almost half the people doing this for a living are thinking about quitting. The single biggest time sink in their week is the same one in every survey we've ever read. The edit. The cost of editing. We built Vibe Chopper because we got tired of paying that bill. We got tired of watching every creator we loved pay it. And we got tired of pretending the bill was the cost of caring. The cost of editing. It isn't. The bill is the cost of the tool. Name the gatekeepers. Let's name them plainly, with no snark. Every one of these tools deserves respect for what it built. We're not here to dunk. We're here to point at the wall they all built around the same room. Name the gatekeepers. Adobe Premiere Pro. Premiere taught a generation how to cut. The clip bin model, the multicam workflow, the Lumetri color grader, the keyframe stock, that vocabulary is the lingua franca of every editor working in film and television in 2026. We owe Premiere that. $49 a month is the price of professional editing for a working creator, and that's before plugins, before the rest of Creative Cloud, before the GPU you needed to render 4K without stuttering. Costbench. If you cut Netflix documentaries, that bill is rounding error. If you cut a reel on Sunday night so you can post on Monday morning, that bill is the wedge between you and consistency. Name the gatekeepers. DaVinci Resolve. Free, brilliant, and built by people who clearly love the craft. It is also the steepest learning curve in the room. Blackmagic's own training pages list certification paths that take months to complete, and the consensus on the Is DaVinci Hard to Learn SERP is yes, 80 hours of YouTube tutorials minimum before you're shipping.
Free is not free when free costs you a quarter of a working year. Name the gatekeepers. CapCut, the mobile-first editor that taught a billion phones how to cut. Templates, captions, effects, all for free, all on the device you already had. And then in January 2026, the pro tier doubled and 1080p and 60fps were locked behind the paywall, and the platform stopped feeling like the friend you grew up with and started feeling like every other tool that decided you were a revenue line. ByteDance owns CapCut. ByteDance owns TikTok. The lock-in is the product. Creators feel it. Name the gatekeepers. iMovie, Final Cut, Filmora, Descript, Veed, Camtasia, Premiere Rush, Lightworks, Capwing. Every one of these is somebody's favorite tool. Every one of them is the right answer for some creator on some Tuesday. None of them, as a category, has stopped the bleeding on the bill we opened this post with. Name the gatekeepers. That's the wall. The wall is built from 3 bricks. The subscription CACs, the learning curve, and the you should suffer to make good art myth. Name the gatekeepers. Burnout isn't a character flaw. Burnout is a wall. Name the gatekeepers. The third brick is the meanest one because it's the one creators do to themselves. The myth says if you didn't sit at the timeline for 9 hours, the cut isn't yours. If the AI moved the clip, you cheated. Real editors hand trim every frame. Real creators suffer. Name the gatekeepers. We reject that myth. We reject it on behalf of the woman who shoots a wedding on Saturday and has to deliver by Friday and has a 2-year-old at home. We reject it on behalf of the kid who runs a YouTube channel out of a bedroom and has class in the morning. We reject it on behalf of every creator who has ever stared at a razor tool at 1:47 a.m. and thought, I don't think I can do another one of these. The cut is yours when you decided what the cut should feel like. The wrist is not the part that matters. The wrist was never the part that mattered. What power actually means for a creator in 2026? Let's get specific about the word power, because every brand on the internet means something different by it. What power actually means for a creator in 2026? When we say power, we don't mean more buttons. We don't mean a deeper preferences menu. We don't mean 1,000 presets you'll never use. We don't mean pro features gated behind a higher tier so you feel like a peasant on the free plan. What power actually means for a creator in 2026? We mean 4 things, plainly. What power actually means for a creator in 2026? Power means time, the hours of your life that the timeline ate. We want those back, not saved in the marketing bullet sense. Back, returned to you, available for sleep, for a partner, for the second project you keep putting off, for a Sunday where you don't have to apologize to anybody. What power actually means for a creator in 2026? Power means leverage. When you describe the cut happens. The directing voice in your head, the one that has narrated your footage for 9 hours on the drive home, finally has hands. You're not translating your idea into a clip bin operation, and then a razor cool operation, and then a transition panel operation. You're saying the cut, and the cut is happening. What power actually means for a creator in 2026? Power means independence from the wall. 49 a month talks on showing up to work. 99 a year hike with no apology and no warning. No 80-hour tutorial debt before you ship your first reel. The tool you depend on for your livelihood should not be allowed to change the rules on you on a Tuesday. What power actually means for a creator in 2026? Power means taste on top.
The thing that makes your work yours is your taste. The moments you pick, the pacing you choose, the music that lands on the right beat, the silence you hold for one more frame than feels safe. AI takes the tedium, you take the taste. That's the deal. We will not blur that line. We will never blur that line. What power actually means for a creator in 2026? That diagram is the whole pitch. The before column is what creators told the burnout surveys. The after column is what shipped. 3 steps: upload, describe, ship. The hours don't vanish into a marketing bullet. They walk back into your week, looking for somewhere to sit down. What power actually means for a creator in 2026? Vibe Choppers bet. We bet on the conversation. Vibe Choppers bet. For 30 years, every video editor in the world was a surface of buttons. A bin on the left, a viewer in the middle, a timeline on the bottom, a properties panel on the right. You learned the buttons. You moved your mouse 100,000 times to get a 5-minute cut. The buttons were the price of admission. Vibe Choppers bet. We bet that the surface of the future was a surface of intent. You don't tell a junior editor where to click. You tell them what you want the scene to feel like. That's the brief. A good editor reads the brief, reads the footage, and makes the cut. You react, you revise, you direct. Vibe Choppers bet. Vibe Chopper turned that into the product. You drop the footage in, frames get described every half second by the model, audio gets transcribed with speakers labeled, then you open the chat, or the voice button, and say what you want the cut to be. The AI reads your project, it writes a plan, the plan turns into tool calls, the tool calls move the clips. You watch your timeline obey the directing voice that's been narrating your shoot the whole drive home. Vibe Choppers bet. That's the bet. The conversation is the editor. Vibe Choppers bet. We bet on the conversation because the conversation is what creators were doing anyway, in their heads, in voice memos, in DMs to their editor friends. We just put the conversation directly in front of the timeline and removed the risk that had been translating in between. Vibe Choppers bet. The audience never felt your razor tool. The audience never felt your keyframe stock. The audience never felt your 9 hours at the timeline. The audience felt the cut, the moment the music dropped, the moment the camera held on her face, the moment the founder paused before answering. The audience feels the taste, not the tedium. We aligned the tool to that fact. The line, tedium versus taste. This is the line we drew when we built Vibe Chopper, and it is the line we will not cross. The line, tedium versus taste. AI takes the tedium. That means finding the take buried in 47 GoPro angles, removing the dead air between sentences, adding a cross dissolve at the right beat, generating a lower third when you didn't pre-build one, picking a B-roll cutaway from your own footage, polishing a rough cut for length without breaking the story, normalizing audio, transcribing every word, describing every frame so you can search it later like a database, drafting a 30-second trailer from a 4-hour shoot. The line, tedium versus taste. These are the tasks that ate your nights. These are the tasks the audience never sees and never felt.
These are the tasks the AI got uncomplicatedly better at. Not because AI is magic, but because pattern matching across thousands of frames and tens of thousands of transcript lines is what models are good at, and is what wrists are about at. The line, tedium versus taste. You take the taste. That means which take is the soul of the scene, where the music should swell, which silence stays in.
The exact beat the camera holds for one frame too long, because that beat is the emotional weight of the scene. The pacing of the cold open. The decision about whether a section is honest or whether it's performing honesty. The choice to keep the awkward laugh, because the awkward laugh is what makes the moment real. The audience's heartbeat moves at the pace of your taste. That belongs to you, forever. No model will ever know your audience the way you do. The line, tedium versus taste. The model never overrules your taste. The model proposes, you decide. Every edit the AI made shipped with a receipt. What it did, what footage it touched, what transcript line it pulled, why it picked that beat. You could read the receipt. You could ask for a different beat. You could roll back and try again. The receipts kept us honest. The receipts kept the taste yours. The line, tedium versus taste. This is what we mean by AI as an amplifier, not a replacement. The voice in your head, your taste, runs through the amp, 5-chopper, and what comes out the other side is your cut, louder. Not someone else's cut, not a templated cut, not a slop feed homogenized cut. Your cut, amplified. The line, tedium versus taste. If we ever build a feature that asks you to surrender your taste, that picks the take instead of recommending one, that locks you out of the override, that makes the cut feel less like yours, we will have broken the deal. We won't. That promise is in the foundation. The line, tedium versus taste. What we built so the deal could be real. We're not asking you to take the deal on faith. We shipped the receipts. What we built so the deal could be real. We shipped chat-driven editing so the conversation moves the timeline. We shipped voice-first input so you can direct a cut on the subway, on a walk, in the car. We shipped frame-by-frame description, every half second of every clip, so your footage became searchable like a database. We shipped speaker diarized transcripts so you could find the line by typing the line. We shipped AI voiceover so the cold open script you've been hearing in your head exists in the world. We shipped AI music scoring so you didn't have to fight royalty-free music libraries for the right swell. We shipped the polish button so dead air and jump cuts got tightened in a pass. We shipped story structure editing so you could edit by arc, not by clip number. We shipped overlays and lower thirds so you didn't have to open Photoshop. We shipped snapshot and time travel so you could roll back any cut anytime. We shipped a universal app for iPhone, iPad, Vision Pro, and the web so the timeline lived wherever you already lived. We shipped share without export so a client could review the cut without you waiting 45 minutes on a render. We shipped export for anywhere, MP4, FCP XML, EDL, WebM, so nothing you made was locked inside our tool. What we built so the deal could be real. Every one of those features is a brick we took out of the wall. What we built so the deal could be real. This part is the locker room. We're standing in front of the whiteboard. We're pointing at the play. What we built so the deal could be real. The play is shoot, describe, ship, rest. 4 steps, a loop you can run every day without bleeding. A loop where the AI is the gym partner, not the gym owner. What we built so the deal could be real. We left rest on the loop on purpose. Most creator tools forget rest. Most creator tools assume your bottleneck is motivation and design a notification system to push you harder. We assumed your bottleneck was the tool, and we designed a workflow that gave you back the hours, so rest was finally available again. What we built so the deal could be real.
If you finish your edit and you still have a Saturday left, the loop worked. The invitation. So here's the invitation. We're going to write it plain. The invitation. You didn't spend 3 years learning how to edit, so you could spend your Saturdays clicking a razor tool 500 times. That's not power, that's captivity. The timeline was a tool that was supposed to serve you, and somewhere along the way, you started serving it. The invitation. We built 5-chopper to put the power back where it always belonged, in the part of you that knows what the cut should feel like. Not the wrist, not the muscle memory, not the 80 hours of YouTube tutorials. The part of you that watched the take and knew. That was the one. That was the soul of the scene. That voice was always right. We just built a tool that could finally hear it. The invitation. If you've been editing at 2 a.m., we wrote this for you. If you've been thinking about quitting, we wrote this for you. $49 a month for the right to spend your nights doing wrist work the audience never felt? We wrote this for you. If CapCut doubled its price on you in January and you're still mad? We wrote this for you. If you watched a friend burn out of the creator life last quarter and you're worried you're next? We especially wrote this for you. The invitation. Drop in a shoot, describe the video you wanted, watch the timeline obey. The invitation. That's the whole thing. That's the deal we built. That's the bet we made. The invitation. If we did our job, the hours come back. The cut still feels like yours. The audience still feels the moment. And on Saturday, when the edit's done, you get to do something that isn't editing. The invitation. We want creators to make more videos. We want creators to make better videos. And we want creators to make those videos without bleeding out the parts of their life that made the videos worth making in the first place. The invitation. That's the power we want to give back. That's why this exists. The invitation. The invitation. We'll see you on the timeline. The invitation. Gnarls. The invitation. Further reading from the locker room. The invitation. You're not a bad creator. Your editor is eating your life. The long-form version of the burnout argument, with the math and the receipts. Theo, we heard you. A builder's reply on AI video editors. A real conversation with a real skeptic, written in good faith. Casey Hank and the myth that caring equals clicking. On the artisan myth, and why AI doesn't make you care less. Vibe editing is already a thing. Here's what it actually means. The category reclaiming and what it actually is. The tweet that started Vibe Chopper, where this whole thing came from, in Stave's own words.